Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. Joanna will be joining us shortly. Excuse me. And so we have a beautiful show lined up here. I actually tried to play Klanovic 1 there. And there's a really specific reason why I want to play Klanovic 1. There's been so many changes. Klanovic 1 is from Children of the Sun, and it's music of the known planets. This is from Almin, and she brought through this beautiful and sacred information, and a lot of the planets connect with Almin and, you know, start to communicate with her through this beautiful music. And so Klanovic, really interesting. I'm going to read something to you and see how you feel about it, okay? So, little sun at the center of the earth, Klanovic. And I'm going to read what was posted on Spiritual Journeys. So, for anyone who's new to Almin's work, I would like to firstly welcome you to the show. And hopefully, you know, maybe certain things that you've observed in your reality, certain things will resonate to what I'm going to say. And to all of our beautiful light family who actually tune in and listen and support the show, and to those who sometimes ring in, I would just like to extend my deepest thanks and gratitude that you tune in, and we're grateful to do it, you know. And of course, it supports Almin and her sacred teachings as well. So without further ado, if you will, I'm going to read this called Judgment Day for the Realms of Earth. This was posted on the 16th of September by Almin. Almin has asked for the first time that a message directly from her be placed on the diary to alert her light family very important global event taking place today and continuing through the end of the month. And this is what Almin says. Today can be called a judgment day for all the realms of on earth. I'm just going to read that again because I can see properly. Hang on for a sec. Today can be called a judgment day for all the realms on earth. It is of a magnitude as large as that described in the biblical book of Revelation. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And the dead were judged according to their works. Today, 144 pulses of light and frequency were emitted by Klanovic, the little sun at the center of the earth. Each pulse cleansed a specific level of life on the planet. Intrusion from beings from one realm into another, like demons among men, aliens among humans, etc., were cleaned out from the earth and its beings by the collective armies of the angel gods from the three realms. All beings, including humans, that do not support and express that which aligns with and interprets the infinite song of creation at this time, will be dissolved into the ocean of undifferentiated potential. The template of their previous individuations and character personality will be entirely erased. New beings will form from the ocean of undifferentiated potential as needed to articulate the song of creation as it develops. The result of these pulses will continue through this night, will be tumultuous emotions among the remaining beings as old destructures, belief systems and ways of life are wiped away in a flood of change. Observe these strong emotions, but allow yourself to masterfully to make sure their guidance is utilized and that they not become destructive and injurious to others. Once they have subsided, ask yourself, What can I now see that I couldn't see before? Do not fear the changes of life around you. These massive events of today will enable the survival of life on Earth, its evolution and harmoniously integrated flourishing. And that was actually Klanovik 2. I wanted to play Klanovik 1, and for some reason it wasn't playing. I hope that sound is clear to you guys on the other end. Obviously, you guys receiving this beautiful, beautiful gift of Klanovik 2. That's the Smoky Sun. That's from Tracklist 1, Klanovik 2, the Smoky Sun, and it's called Impulse. And it's from an album called Music of the Known Planets. From Almium's beautiful album, and it's Alchemical Sound, balance of black and white light frequency, and so much more than exquisite music from the stars. I'm going to read some of the other ones she has on it. She has Andromeda Barugala, the flight of spirit. The deep spiritual maturity of this race is evidenced not only by this exquisite song, but by the intricate crop glyphs they have left in our fields. They are in all areas of communication, sharing the beauty of their race. The next one on this album is Andromeda Karsana, the fairy song. This song about the fairies of Andromeda is in fact a children's song. When it was received, it was heard being sung by the innocent voices of a group of children of the Karsana race. That is so sweet. And then we have Antares, Eye of the Storm. This one is about the intense and richly hued emotions they were asking to be interpreted through their magnificent music. It's a deeply stirring experience that releases the past, leaving the listener altered. How profound. The next song on this album is Orion Kar'it Arak, Earth Landing. This transmission from Orion is a celebration of the opened lines of communication between the Karit Arak and humanity. It simulates a spacecraft landing amidst the jubilant voices that sings praises that our races have reconnected. That is beautiful. And the next one we have is Orion and Babian. And this song is Serenity, and the music is refined. Is the refined epitome of a level of mastery that reflects the expansive awareness of the silent mind. It reflects a deep awareness of the music of perfection. It reflects a deep awareness of the perfection of life. I just saw the word music there and it wasn't there. How interesting. Okay. Also, another one is called Venus Melanganiga, Embraced by the Love of the One. Embraced by the love of the one envelops the listener musically with a feeling of coming home, of being nurtured by the one life. Its deep warmth permeates your being with deep content. There are many. I'm actually going to call this one, I'm going to read this one because it's called The Journey Home from Lyra. The journey home is a fluttering of joy, an expression of gladness over the cosmic ascension that has brought all races to a reunion. The influence of Lyra on the music of Lemurians is apparent in this song. Lemurian music, during its last period, had a similar genre in its instrumentation. So there's that and much more. It's well worth looking at. Check out www.spiritualjourneys.com. And on another note, I'm going to bring you back to what was posted again, as I was saying earlier on, Judgment Day of the Realms of the Earth. And there was also another post put on later on this evening, and it's called Judgment Day Continues. Now, I've been hearing about a taken king most of the last kind of 2 days, really. And it has here that this was actually posted on the 9th, 16th of the 9th. Yes. Okay. That's the Judgment Day for the Realms of the Earth. Okay. And here's another one that was posted later on, a question. I was talking to two other women in front of a storage unit when two police cars pulled up and about six agents in tactical SWAT gear came out with guns drawn, crouching and scanning the area, obviously looking for someone. We were surprised, saying, hang on, we might have Joanne coming in. Just want to see if we have Joanne online with us. She's coming on. She's going to be with us soon, so that's lovely. We'll have her on the show. Okay. So where was I? Okay, continuing with these profound unfoldments. Yes, so the question was, I was talking to two other women in front of a storage unit when two police cars pulled up and about six agents in a tactical SWAT gear came out with guns drawn, crouching and scanning the area, obviously looking for someone. We were surprised, to say the least, but eventually carried on our conversation. The owner came out in a bit and reported that it was the FBI, CIA, sheriff's deputies, etc., looking for someone. It was surrealistic, like being in a movie. What was the deeper meaning of this? And Dalmeen's answer, it pertains to further cleansing of the realms that the angel gods will be doing this night.
Wow, interesting. Gosh.
All beings lured into or captured into other realms will be freed to return to their own realms, where they will be judged according to how they would have evolved or not had they been left in their own realms to freely develop. If they were able to become life-enhancing enough to participate and contribute to the song of creation as it's unfolding now, they will be upgraded, purified, and evolved. If not, they will be dissolved along with the template of their individuation into the ocean of undifferentiated potential. Amin's comment. During my 5 weeks in a coma, I was in the underworld, which is a lower underworld that I didn't even know existed. I was there to find groups of people that over the ages have been abducted there, such as millions of Chinese and also Jews captured during black magic killings. So that's telling you what's going on, you know. It's quite deep, and so you may have a lot of emotional shifts in the next couple of weeks as this cleansing is taking place all over the earth. And so to allow the emotions to be expressed, but in a non-injurious way, so to express them in a masterful way, so we're not going to, you know, take them out on anyone else or anything like that. And so needless to say, there's been a lot going on. And until Joanne comes on the show, I'm actually going to continue and tell you about an experience I had. I'm actually getting pain in my right foot now. I'm saying this, but okay. I'll see if actually Clavic 1 will play again, and if it does, that's great. And okay, it's working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Clavic 1. Because all of these beautiful elixirs, I really hope they're coming out clear on your end. And Clanovic 1, you know, these are all, you know, the little sum, the heartbeat of Clanovic. And this is what's pulsing right now to assist in this cleansing and clearing out non-life enhancing beings. So without further ado, just if you can just be very still as you're listening to this sacred music, and I'll play Clanovic 1, and we're going to finish the show maybe on the heartbeat of Clanovic as well. It's very sacred. Enjoy Clanovic 1.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the show, to Mystery Miracle from Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and we have Joanne with us as well. She's finally made it. It's brilliant, but she's here. And that was Clannavik 1, because it wouldn't play earlier on. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. And Joanne, are you there?
Hi.
You there, sweetheart? Oh, you're there.
I'm
great.
Here, yeah. Hi, honey. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
So just explain
yeah,
to
I got back as quickly as I could. I just, go
and
ahead.
Here, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I was just explaining to our listeners about what was unfolding with, you know, Amin's post, and there's two posts that have been put up. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my son had also been mentioning about the Taken King. And just that, you know, they may experience some kind of emotional, how could I say this? Turbulence, maybe? Emotional turbulence or emotional releases that are going to take place over the next couple of weeks. Depending on what's unfolding cosmically, of course, because we can never presume to know, but for now, this is what Amin has put out there. So,
yeah,
yeah, so it's really interesting, like, you know, but we've all been seeing signs in our environment anyway, about, you know, certain things maybe that may have been leaking into from different realms, different realities and things like that. So I thought it was really interesting because, you know, I had a phone call earlier on with our beautiful sister, Karen, and between yesterday and today, and I kept hearing, like, walkie-talkie sounds on the phone, and I've been aware of certain, like, yeah, and I've been aware of certain, like clicks and beeps when I've been making, like, phone calls, so, and it kind of ties in with what Amin was saying about, you know, I'm observing that it's, you know, obviously illusion and things that are going to be cleared. But she was saying, you know, obviously that only, it's just obviously symbolically what it's saying to me about, you know, FBI, CIA, stuff like that. I just thought it was quite interesting what I was observing in my environment when I, you know, I actually had to hang up the phone, you know, and go through a different channel, put it that way. So, it's been an interesting turn of events, what's been unfolding, and I just would like to get your perspective on it.
I saw the message from Amin in her diary this morning, and then I just while you were playing the music there, I knew there was another message from her from the diary again about, you know, the whole CIA situation where somebody had seen, you know, FBI people or CIA people kind of looking for somebody, and she said this is kind of further, you know, physicality kind of reflecting back what's actually going on, which is this massive cleansing. And I posted this morning as soon as I got it because I felt that, you know, people would want to know. So I posted on the Roots and Wings group and on the Almeen group on Facebook.
I saw that.
And a lot of people have made comments and are continuing to make comments about it. And a lot of people have said, have had experiences of, you know, not feeling great or feelings of anger or just emotion coming up. Just in the last couple of days particularly. And I have to say, personally, I haven't really felt that much. I have felt a little bit of anger coming up, or kind of frustration or whatever, just yesterday evening. And I kind of put it down to maybe I was just tired or whatever, you know, because if I get very tired, I can get a bit grumpy, you know. Apparently I was kind of going through stuff in my sleep last night, so I'm, you know, maybe things were being released while I was sleeping, but I didn't physically
very
feel
possible.
That much.
Well,
I haven't felt
yesterday
a lot of emotion
quite
or
down.
That.
Yesterday I did feel quite down, but it was kind of like a nearly deflated feeling, you know. It was like, oh god.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, not normally like that, but it's just obviously something that
no,
has to be released.
No, normally you're quite upbeat. Normally you're natural way of being. You don't tend to be depressed or you don't really, it's not something that you experience.
No, so it was very like, but then I have been aware, I don't know if it's either my buttons were being pushed like last week, and that I was experiencing strong emotion last week, observing certain things, but it was directed towards me, you know what I mean, not in a disrespectful way, but just in maybe someone's lack of awareness of, I can't explain it in words, I just can't explain it. It's more of a feeling, you know, an underlying thing, that it's like narcissistic, I think that would be my word, not narcissistic. And but I, you know, you can't prove these things, but it was just, I actually found it so irritating that, well, put it this way, my response was, it's just as well they were not there.
It's just as well that
they were not there. So in other words, what I'm saying is, of course they would not be like that with anyone, but my point is I had to release it. So obviously I went to where I was going to release this frustration, you know, or anger that I was feeling, because I didn't want to be injurious to anyone else, you know what I mean? So this obviously, I feel it's tying in with what Almina is saying, because I was so furious, it wasn't even funny, you know? And so, but it's cleared, it's left me, but at the same time, I'm just observing what she's saying, so I just think it's happening, you know, since last week, these things have been kind of bubbling up. And I don't know what it's going to be like by the next, because I feel quite calm, actually. I feel very, very still right now. And
you feel very
I suppose
what?
That's really very still right now.
Okay.
And the thing is, I'd just like to say to our beloved life family to not lose hope. And because you are connected to the Infinite Mother always, no matter where you are. And the reason I say it is because one day I was just sitting in my kitchen and I was completely silent. And no, it wasn't my kitchen. I was upstairs, actually. And I received what I was trying to say was the profound tools that Almin has brought through. I feel it's very important to use them as well over the next coming days and stuff like that. I received an empathic and telepathic communication, what I felt from Almin. And it was to do with healing the feminine at that stage. And so I ended up having a meditation, and this lady turned up for the meditation, and it turned out that she had some issue with fertility. And we had this beautiful, beautiful healing experience. And it was just so sacred, and I just saw the divine synchronicities that occurred because of that. So rather than going into self-doubt, I trusted what I received. It unfolded beautifully, you know. We used ultimate meditation. I used them as a sample because I wanted to give the information to people. And she learned about the fragrance alchemy, and it was just really, really beautiful. I just wanted to let people know that, you know, it's really great to do some of even the meditations of this, of whatever's going to transpire or will. And I really feel that it's great to use her sacred tools, because they are so much more powerful than we realize. And interestingly enough, I connected with someone recently who I hadn't connected with in maybe 2 years. I felt the pull so much to connect with this person. And I said at one stage, I actually feel like I'm calling you home. And I thought that was quite interesting, seeing as what's posted up here today about the second post of Judgment Day, and how beings have been captured, you know?
Yeah.
I just felt like there's no accident, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
do you think that when she was talking about I'll see if I can find it here. She mentions the Chinese and the Jewish people. that were captured during black magic killings. So she, my understanding is that their soul piece, or you know, has been sent into this place, which is the underworld. I don't understand how this could have happened, because I don't understand how this could have happened, because I would have imagined that, you know, when somebody dies, they go into the soul realm, and then they go from the soul realm into the spirit realm or whatever, and then they get ready to reincarnate or whatever, you know. So,
but if they were abducted by star beings, if they were abducted by star beings, Joanne, they would have been in soul realm anyway. They would have been in a black light reality. So, if they die while they're abducted there, then they're so, in my perspective, I don't seem to know, but I think I remember Amin saying something like this, that if they die there, then they're so, how they capture them, I don't know. But if they die there, then their soul remains there, and it's not like people on Earth. I think if they die, if they're captured from wherever they went, like, you know what I mean? If they die, then I remember Amin saying years ago that people had been captured and, they'd been captured by an alien race. And, you know, they were doing experiments on them and all this kind of stuff. And some of them had, their souls were left there, like, but that wasn't where they were meant to be, because it wasn't their home planet, so to speak. So, you know, and she had to kind of look at them and get them and bring them back. You know what I mean?
It sounds to me, from just looking at the message there, she said she was in the underworld, which is a lower underworld that she didn't know existed. And she found groups of people that over the ages had been abducted there. So they had been sent to the underworld. While they were being
which was a lower underworld.
Captured during black magic killings. So it sounds to me that they were killed and that their souls were abducted to the underworld.
Yes, so if they were used in black magic killings, then their soul may not have went where it was supposed to have gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So because they could have opened up some other thing that would have led into the underworld, where they were probably waiting for them to, our souls, to capture them, whereas instead of going through to the, you know, the soul realm, they went through into the underworld, which really is not where you want to be, you know?
No.
You know, and it's not funny, obviously, because I'm just saying, you know, it's not where you want to be. And obviously, Amin has been looking for these beings, and I've no words for what it is, actually, to be honest with you. But I've just observed my environment about this, and you know, people talking to me about these things, and you know, I mean, just. I feel like I'm bringing some people home. I know it sounds so strange, but I really do. I feel it. Mm. I feel it out, you know, so much. And I just trust that, you know, I just trust whatever is with infinite unfolding, then, you know, whatever is meant to be will be. And I don't mean, oh, that's fine, that's the way it's meant to be. I just mean with acute awareness are the words I would use, you know. With the silent and just observing my environment and see what it's saying to me, and I'm really hoping that this can be resolved within ourselves and after this cleansing that's taking place, that there'll be a massive shift and things will be even at a higher level of expression, so to speak, of divine intent. Do you know what I mean?
I'm wondering, Vanessa, for anybody who's listening, if they haven't got the Angel God chants, if they're available still on the, you know, one of our insights.
Yeah. I don't know, but we can get back to our listeners next week about it. I do have the Angel God chants, but there's so many, like in one bracket you've got 1, 2, and 3. And yeah, you're calling in all of those, and they can't be uploaded onto the actual show. And it would have been lovely to play them as well. But I do have the Heartbeat of Klanovic, and I think that would be a lovely way to end the show. It's a song, so I don't know if everyone will hear it. But we might even play it next week as well, for people to listen to.
Yeah.
But I have been playing the Angel God. I have been playing the Angel God chant, the Angel God chant, in my house actually today.
And I think another thing that you could do as well is to help with the transition is actually just, I have been feeling to do this as well, is just to listen to her meditations at night. And I know they're definitely available. So if you haven't got them, they're well worth them. They're well worth getting. They're just incredible. So they any time I listen to them when I'm going to sleep at night, I really sleep very well. So that would be another another thing that you could do. I know a lot of people have been finding it difficult to sleep for the last couple of nights as well, so that's probably part of what's going on.
Are you not the only person? There's been other people who've been saying they can't sleep as well?
Oh, yeah. There have been other people, yeah. Who haven't been able to sleep.
Because I've been awake. Okay, I think that's everything. I don't know if we'd have time to play the Heartbeat of Planovic now, because I think the show is nearly, it's nearly up, actually, so we're not really going to have time to play it this week, but we can always play it next week.
Well, you can play a little bit, Vanessa.
Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. I'll play what I can. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be doing the show again, because I couldn't do it for the last couple of weeks. So, yay, I'm back. Woohoo! You know, I'm just getting that on a deeper level now. I'm back. Okay. Anyhow. Joanne, I love that you're here. And I love doing this beautiful show with you. So thank you so much for being here. I'm really grateful for that. And your presence in my life as well. And to everyone who else who's here. Welcome. Thank you. All right. Enjoy.
Okay, everyone. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.